This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. An intertribal council from Native nations, mostly in Wisconsin, wants to create a substance use recovery center for young people in an area that's considered a treatment desert for recovery facilities. As WXPR's Hannah Davis Reed reports, they've hit a roadblock.
The Great Lakes Intertribal Council, or GLITSI, is a nonprofit organization that serves Native people in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota. Over the past 20 years, they've worked on plans for a recovery and wellness center for young people. The 36-bed facility is designed to treat and support Indigenous youth with culturally relevant services and amenities. It would also serve non-Native youth. However, the local town board of Cashin doesn't want the center in their area and has been fighting against it for the last year. Last week, the Oneida County Planning and Zoning Committee denied the permits to build the center. The committee cited a concern of a drop in nearby property values and that GLITSI could place the property in a sovereign trust as its reasoning for rejecting the permit. This is President Shannon Holsey of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohicans, one of GLITSI's member tribes.
You have to remember, sovereign immunity is of the sovereign. You're talking about 12 tribal nations that are involved in this project. So there wouldn't even be, there would not even be continuity to the involvement of whose sovereign immunity it was.
GLITSI does plan to continue with the project, saying it's too important to not reassess and move forward on. I'm Hannah Davis Reed reporting.
This time of year is typically maple syrup season in northern Michigan when daytime highs get above freezing while nights stay cold. But this year's mild winter meant that people began tapping their trees unusually early in January and February. The Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians took the warmer weather as a sign to let their sugar maples rest. Interlochen Public Radio environmental reporter Ellie Katz has more.
Tara John is gathering kindling for a fire outside the Grand Traverse Band Sugar Shack in Peshawe Town. Off in the distance, we can barely hear the sound of a woodpecker.
That woodpecker is saying that those bugs are underneath the bark are starting to wake up.
John is a tribal member and works with the band's agriculture department on restoring traditional foodways and food sovereignty. She says the sound of woodpeckers are just one of many ecological signs that the trees are waking up again, that it's time to gather for sugarbush.
We are coming back to this forest, to this grove, to these maples. We call them Mininauktig, and that's us, our standing brother, our elder brother.
Tapping trees for maple sap, syrup, and sugar is an old Anishinaabe tradition, one that John and the tribe are working to strengthen after generations of settlement made it harder to practice and pass down.
The beginning of the year is sugarbush. When we report for sugarbush, that's like we check in with our family, get the good gossip, we laugh together, you know, argue, yell at nieces, nephews, you know, everything that families do.
The signs to return and tap the trees came too early to Peshawe Town this year, or didn't come at all. Woodpeckers and baby skunks started appearing in January, and the snow didn't come all the way up to the trunks of the trees.
I asked my elders about what to do and what to say, and asked the trees, because they have not been respected or appropriately thanked or allowed to rest for quite a long time.
With that input, she decided the Grand Traverse Band's agriculture department would let the trees rest and then hopefully tap next year. And they're not alone in that choice. Several other tribes, like the Sault Ste. Marie tribe and the Saginaw Chippewa, are doing the same.
That was Ellie Katz, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Sanofsky Chambers Law, championing tribal sovereignty and Native American rights since 1976, from opioids litigation to treaty rights to tribal self-governance, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska. Sanofsky Chambers Law.
Support by the Gathering of Nations Powwow, a live event taking place April 25th, 26th, and 27th on the powwow grounds of Expo New Mexico, featuring song, dance, trader's market, horse parade, and more. Tickets available at gatheringofnations.com and at the gates.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.